want to introduce our first guest. You may have seen that there were some court happenings over the Prince estate. Lots of conflicts needing to be decided by the judge. To get into it, Tim Ridley joins us. He's an estate and probate attorney with the law firm of Marin Gear in Minneapolis. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Rashini. Nice to talk to you again.
It is nice to talk with you again. It's sad, though, that usually when we chat, it's about some goings-on in the estate. And since the last time you and I spoke, so many more potential siblings are coming out of the woodwork.
And I hear there's a potential child coming out of the woodwork, too.
And that, okay, so that's the biggest news, right? When I read that, this person, and he's even in prison right now, right?
Correct.
He says he was the child of Prince. So explain to people what happens when the paternity test happens, if it turns out he is the son.
Well, everybody's assumed, number one, that there's no will. And as far as we can tell, there is no will because nobody's brought one forward. Secondly, then, everyone assumed that he died without a spouse and without children, and as such, all of his siblings would be the heirs to the estate. Now there's apparently a potential child that has come forward, and if there is a child, that child would be the sole heir of his estate.
Right, and his name, he's 39 years old, Carlin Q. Williams. He's a Kansas City musician serving time in a Colorado prison on a gun charge. And there are different wranglings happening with the attorneys because there are so many attorneys in this situation, right, Tim?
Correct. There's in excess of 20, as I understand it.
That is a lot of attorneys. So what's the crux of what's going to happen next? I mean, what does the judge now need to decide? Because otherwise, don't things kind of go into the hands of the state?
Yep. There are two things that are going on right now. The first is there will have to be a determination if this person claiming to be a child is a child. He will then become the sole heir to his estate. And secondly, they are talking about whether or not the estate should be moved forward. The attorneys for the special administrator, which is Bremer Trust, are requesting of the court that things be moved forward so that they can make decisions on whether they should sign contracts and so forth, and the determination right now is whether the court should be involved with the other potential heirs or if the personal or the special administrator alone can make those decisions.
I'm talking with trust and probate attorney Tim Ridley. If you have any questions, give us a text 81807 or feel free to call 651-989-9226 or 866-989-9226. What do you think will happen with the Prince estate? And, kind of to add insult to injury, on Tuesday, June 7th, it would have been his 58th birthday. So many places around town lighting up purple in honor of Prince. But it is kind of sad to see all this happening. The other piece of this, Tim, are these taxes. I understand that there would be millions and millions of dollars expected to be paid by January 21st of next year, depending on the estate's ultimate value.
Right. The estate tax return, the federal estate tax return, is due 9 months from the date of death. And depending on the value of the estate, and people don't know what that might be at this point, but the guess is that it's going to be in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and if it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars, the total estate tax bill is going to be $50, $55, $60 million.
Wow, that is—it's just kind of mind-boggling to think of those numbers. So there is really—I mean, the interests now are even beyond whatever the relatives may be, if there's this one son or if there are multiple siblings. It really is of interest to the state. There's this law, as you say, that 9 months after the death, these taxes need to be paid. But it's kind of hard to pay those taxes without the valuation. So what's going to happen? What do you know about how they will value what's happening?
Well,
I'd heard of specialists being hired.
I think the interesting thing is they're going to have somebody come in and appraise the value of the future interest of his estate. And I heard something recently that the estate could be worth the income from the estate could be worth $70, $75 million a year. So somebody's got to come in and value the estate, and what is the value of the potential future income of $75 million a year? I would guess that the present value of something like that is going to be somewhere in the $50 million range. And then you've got his other assets and the value of the undistributed music that he's produced. It's going to be a huge number, and it's going to be really difficult to try to value it, too.
Yeah, they've been talking about that music in the vault, right, ever since he died in April.
Yeah.
So whenever I ask experts like you on the radio to talk about celebrities and these tragedies or triumphs that happen to celebrities, I always like to pull from them, what can the rest of us get out of this? And well, there are some obvious lessons, but in your words, what should we be thinking about?
Number one, it's amazing to me that a person with that sort of wealth died without a will. And even with a will, there are a lot of things you can do to try to minimize estate taxes. And apparently he did none of those either.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So what's the lesson for people out there of different size estates? You know, some people may have a lot, some people may have a little. But what is a lesson you can share on the air with us today as far as making sure you're as protected as possible?
Well, the mistake is in not doing a will, whether your estate is a $100 million estate like Prince or it's a modest estate like most people, you can direct where your estate goes if you do a will. If you don't do a will, the state determines where your assets transfer, and in this case, it may go to a child if there is a child. If not, it's going to go to siblings, and that very well may not have been what Prince had wanted.
Yeah, and it's hard to not get a little emotional, just even as someone who, you know, I'm very removed from him. I never met him, but we all feel like a little bit of Prince is ours, right? There's a little part of me when I read about this alleged son that kind of hopes that's not his son. I mean, I don't know. Am I crazy, Tim?
I don't think you're at all crazy, because if he was his son, he probably, it appears as though he wasn't recognized as his son. And for that person to receive potentially an estate of somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million is sort of interesting.
Yeah, I can think of other words. You're being very, very diplomatic and kind. I can think of other words besides interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, there definitely are lessons, and you've shared some of them with us. But, you know, make a will, get a will. But then there's also that piece you're saying that there are ways, I mean, to legally protect yourself from overpaying or having to pay too many taxes, right?
Right. People say that there's no obligation to pay estate taxes, and there are lots of things you can do to minimize or, in most cases, avoid estate taxes.
What would be the optimum thing that happens here?
From what perspective?
Well, yeah, that's a really good question. Let's say in memory of Prince, you know, for the best kind of legacy for his estate to end up having.
Well, my understanding is that he had set up a foundation that was giving his whatever he transferred into the foundation to charity. The optimal thing would be to transfer his assets to a charity, but unfortunately that cannot happen under these circumstances.
Right. Wow. It just, day after day, as I think about this case, all the more reason that all of us should run out, make sure we have our wills in place, and then also talk about what your plans are, right, with your loved ones who are you are leaving things.
I had a client in recently, and we were talking about transferring his estate. And he has three children, and he talked to me about the fact that one of the children has greater needs than the other children. And I said, well, be careful if you do anything other than equally distribute your assets to your children, because the children that don't have the needs are going to have concerns if a substantial amount of it goes to the one child, whether that child has needs or not. So the person doing the will has an option of doing whatever they want, But I'd say in most cases, being fair to the children is the best option.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I don't, you know, I know you're not going to get into specifics about this client, but I also question, what are the needs? Is it that they just don't have as good of a job as the other two kids, or they truly have physical and mental needs? But, you know, here's what I say. I was just talking about this recently. Young people, get out there and work. You can't expect your parents are going to support you even in their death. Right.
The best option, and I recommend this to clients all the time, do not disincentivize your children. let them do what they're good at, and if they get something, they get something. If they
it's a bonus down the line, right?
It's a bonus. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff. Tim Ridley is an estate and probate attorney with the law firm of Marengear. Thanks so much for spending part of your Friday with us.
You bet. Thank you, Rasheen. Good night.